forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 42 this afternoon under sunny skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 16. High temperatures reach up to 44 tomorrow, sunny skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Trace Tull. Nonprofit God's Storehouse in Topeka lost its merchandise tent late into the night on Saturday due to heavy snowfall. Management at God's Storehouse acquired a permit in May of this year to raise a tent in their parking lot to house merchandise they could not fit in their building. The hope was that the products would be protected outside through the winter months and still be available for patrons. However, the structure buckled under the snow around 10:30 Saturday night. Federal authorities are investigating an airplane mishap that occurred just before 5 o'clock Thanksgiving Day in Johnson County. A 1994 Cessna fixed-wing single-engine aircraft piloted by Brandon Matthew Canoy, 33, of Overland Park, took off from New Century Airport and experienced power failure. The pilot was able to turn around and start landing on runway 36. However, upon landing, the airplane ran off the end of the runway. Canoy and a passenger identified as 93-year-old Robert Brown were not injured. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request a personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
An exciting era of Shunker basketball has arrived with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena while you enjoy the new game day improvements, including the fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Support the Shunkers. Visit GoShunkers.com to view team schedules and purchase your tickets today or call 316-978-FANS.
An extension has been requested for clearing metal and debris from a dump site by the Kansas River. An investigation found unauthorized material from the state's demolition of the historic docking building being dumped into and alongside the river. The dump site, which is located behind Gary's Berry's Corn Maze and Pumpkin Patch in Granville, is layered with rebar, concrete, and wire mesh. Matt Lara, KDHE spokesman, says no fines or penalties have been issued to the property owner. An extension is currently under review by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, as they are the entity that issued the permit. The Topeka Fire Department responded to an early morning house fire in central Topeka this morning. According to Shawnee County Dispatch, the call came in around 5:43 this morning. The Topeka Fire Department responded to a house fire in the 1600 block of Northwest Topeka Boulevard. There are no injuries reported at this time. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating multiple deadly crashes that occurred during Friday's winter storm. Troopers responded to 14 crashes and performed 36 motorist assists in areas experiencing winter driving conditions Friday into Saturday morning. Winter driving conditions may continue in many areas of the state. Nebraska State Patrol urges all motorists to reduce speeds in winter driving conditions. The Nebraska State Patrol arrested one man following a reported drive-by shooting and standoff in Oshkosh, Nebraska, Wednesday night. The Gordon County Sheriff's Office was notified at 11 p.m. of a drive-by shooting that occurred near East Avenue H and East 3rd Street in Oshkosh. 54-year-old Henry Schuff of Oshkosh was taken into custody and is now lodged in Scottsbluff County Jail. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or SevenClans.com. Marcus King, live in concert December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bed liners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A representative with High Plains Resources met with Marshall County commissioners last week, advising that company will be doing seismic testing in western Marshall County starting this spring. They're studying for the presence of hydrogen and helium pockets, and crews will remain on public roads, which will not be closed to traffic. Studies are planned in Marshall, Washington, Riley, Clay, and McPherson counties in Kansas. Test wells were drilled this past year north of Blue Rapids, and more are planned into 2024 in the Barnes and Greenleaf areas. Washington County commissioners last week discussed a proposal to advertise for an economic development and tourism director. They are considering a combined position, but have not defined particulars as to salary or a timeline for hiring. Washington and Jefferson counties have reached an agreement with TC Energy for repair of a county road near Steel City, with bids to be approved for work this next spring. An initial estimate of $6 million was mentioned for addressing potholes, loose asphalt, and bumps in the road, which were aggravated by heavy truck traffic during the recent oil spill cleanup. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an offer from Tom Gudenkoff with P&J Solid Waste Management to purchase the Nemahal County Transfer Station. Commissioners advised they would take the offer under consideration. In open forum, Lori Schmelsley expressed concern with bias from the Planning Commission with regard to wind farm development, noting the revenue that wind farms could generate for Nemahal County. Following discussion with a Kansas Department of Transportation representative, a motion was approved unanimously to accept a $25,000 offer for a detour as the state will close K-9 near V Road for a box culvert installation. Nemahal County had initially suggested negotiation with concerns that in past, payments may have not completely covered additional maintenance expenses. They were assured the state will maintain open dialogue going forward. Emergency Preparedness Director suggested a public meeting to consider a resolution for burn bans during red flag warnings. Commissioners advised they would like to look into the idea further before scheduling a public meeting. A motion was passed unanimously to include a $50 gift certificate with Nemahal County employee payroll in November. The annual Frankfort Giving Day is Tuesday, November 28th, supporting over 30 local nonprofits and charitable causes. Donate online anytime at frankfortgives.org or in person Tuesday from 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. at the Allstadt Gallery. Donation forms are available at the First National Bank in Frankfort, and can also be mailed to the Frankfort Community Foundation at Box 186 in Frankfort. Those donations November 28th will qualify toward 50% matching funds. Endow Waterville is concluding their annual match event this month, and contributions can be made through the Kansas Rural Center Foundation website. For information, phone 785-456-8444. Those contributions before November 30th qualify for matching funds. Pawnee City School Board will hold a special meeting Monday to decide whether the school will play eight-man or six-man football next season on a two-year cycle. Due to enrollment numbers, if they remain six-man, they would not qualify for playoffs. Land leasing strategies will be the focus for upcoming meetings planned in Belleville November 28th and Clay Center December 5th, both meetings at 6 p.m. Lease agreement basics, landlord-tenant relations, and related topics will be discussed. For details, contact your local office of the River Valley Extension District. Librado Leroy Schnuck Lopez III, age 40, of Cortland, passed away Thursday, a result of a motor vehicle accident. He had worked briefly for KNDY after graduating in a broadcast program at Southeast Community College. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at the Christ Lutheran Church, rural Pickerel. Burial in the church cemetery. Fox Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leroy Schnuck Lopez. Misty V. Long, age 61, of Blue Rapids, passed away November 21st. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery near Frankfort. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Misty Long. Barbara A. Henricks, age 78, of Wymore, passed away November 21st. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial Tuesday, 1:30 at Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Nova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Barb Henricks. James R. Jim Nortis, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Service Thursday at 10:30 with the rosary at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Nortis. Ronald L. Ron Jaquist, age 82, of Marysville, passed away November 23rd. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ron Jaquist.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Enjoy Christmas favorites and brand new surprises with the King's Singers as they perform the holiday classics. The King's Singers Christmas is Saturday, December 2nd, 7 p.m. in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at MarshallCountyArts.org or call or text 785-859-4260. Experience the beautiful harmonies of the Grammy Award-winning group as they kick off their North American tour in Marysville. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine and a bit warmer on Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. And mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 20s. Sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cloudy and slightly cooler into Thursday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly cloudy over Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Even cooler into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Staying sunny and cooler throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s, then partly cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. And sunny Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November 49, record high in this date 75, the average low 28, the record low 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:24, sunset this evening at 5:06. 2 to 4 inch snow accumulation Saturday. Closer to 2 as you headed north across the state line. Closer to 4 if you headed south. We split the difference here in Marysville.
The use of cover crops is an old farming technique that's been making a big comeback. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 27th, the 331st day of the year. Actor Bruce Lee and guitarist Jimi Hendrix were both born on this day. If the vegetable garden is done and put to bed, a cover crop might be just the thing to improve soil conditions over the winter months. Cover crops will draw nutrients toward the surface, prevent erosion, reduce weeding time, suppress disease, and improve water infiltration. What's a good cover crop choice? Many people find that oats are ideal. They're inexpensive, grow quickly in a cool, wet fall, and are completely winter-killed. Rye grass, grain rye, and clovers are other options. But research your choices thoroughly. Some cover crops can get out of hand and become a nuisance during the growing season. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more online at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. Kansas football capped off the regular season with a bang on Saturday, taking down Cincinnati on the road 49-16. The bowl-eligible Jayhawks are now standing at 8-4 on the season as they prepare to learn their bowl game fate in the upcoming weeks. It's the first 8-win season for Kansas since 2008. Number 19 Kansas State came up just short against Iowa State on Saturday night at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, falling 42-35 in the regular season finale. The Wildcats end their regular season with an 8-4 record, and they'll now await their bowl game fate in the upcoming weeks. The Kansas City Chiefs bounced back from their Monday night loss as they defeated the Las Vegas Raiders Sunday afternoon at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, 31-17. Kansas City is now 8-3 on the season. They'll be on the road once again next Sunday, taking on the Green Bay Packers in primetime at 7:20. Mid-America Network Sports.
Looking for a Polaris or Intimidator off-road vehicle? Countryside Motors in Wellington. Looking for a Polaris Ranger to work around the farm? Countryside Motors in Wellington. We're your off-road headquarters. How about a Turbo R Razor or Pro XP Razor? Check out the most versatile utility vehicle on the market, the Intimidator truck, with a 6-foot power dump bed. The 83-horsepower Intimidator truck can haul what you need. 3 passengers or 6 passengers for work or fun. We're your off-road headquarters. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request a personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Kansas volleyball is going dancing for the third straight year, and they'll be hosting some of the action as well. The Jayhawks have been named the number 4 seed in the upper right region of the bracket, and they'll host first and second rounds in Lawrence. They'll play Omaha in the first round on November 30th at 7 p.m. The second round will be played on December 1st, where they could meet either Yale or Penn State if they win the first round. KU volleyball is ranked 15th in the nation. Kansas finished second in the Big 12. Wichita State has accepted a bid to participate in the 2023 National Invitational Volleyball Championship, marking a second consecutive appearance in the postseason tournament. The Shockers, who are 21-8 overall, 15-4 in the American, will host the first and second rounds at Charles Koch Arena, opening play on Thursday against Arkansas State. The Shockers are one of 8 host schools for rounds 1 and 2, and every round is single elimination. Mid-American Network Sports.
On a snowy Saturday in Newton, Kansas, the Axel Eagles are your 2023 eight-man Division II state champions for the third time in 3 years, pushing their winning streak up to 39 games after a 50-0 win over South Central. It got started slowly for the Eagles as they led 14-0 at the end of the first quarter, but the second quarter was an absolute eruption for the Eagles. Two defensive touchdowns as Colin Shaughnessy took a 23-yard pick six back to the house, and Grant Bussing blocked a punt and returned it for a touchdown. Eagles led 34-0 after that. Two more touchdown runs by Brandon Schmelsley as he had a big day on the ground. 12 rushes for 112 yards and four rushing touchdowns for the juniors, as he picked off the last pass of the game too as well to seal the 50-0 win for the Axel Eagles as they claim the 2023 eight-man Division II state championship down here in Newton, their third in 3 years under head coach Eric Detweiler, and push their winning streak up to 39 games. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Put old pallets to work in your yard or craft them into the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You've probably seen or even turned old pallets into planters and compost bins. Jenna Berger turned them into a fold-down gardening table that can be mounted to a wall or fence. One pallet is attached to the wall or fence, and the second secured to the first with heavy-duty strap hinges and chains. The gardening table stores flat against the wall when not in use. Visit JennaBerger.com for detailed instructions. If space is not an issue, try creating a full-size standalone potting bench from pallets. You'll find lots of plans for these on the internet. Some require you to disassemble the pallets, cut the pieces to the desired size, and reassemble. Others make minimal changes to the pallet when constructing the bench. Pick the one that best works for you. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
It's hard to imagine a farm growing a crop from vines that are over a century old. That's exactly the case here. Some of the plants that first began producing in the 1800s are still providing a great crop each year. We visit the largest cranberry producer in the world on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The A.D. Makepeace Farm is the largest cranberry grower in the world, with over 2,000 acres devoted to the crop. Today's crop can literally be traced back to the 1800s in some cases.
We have some early black and Howe vines. Those are two different varieties, and they're well over 100 years old, 150 years old. And some of our bogs is still producing.
Glenn Reed says production is measured in 100-pound barrels per acre. Those old vines still do well.
The older varieties, early blacks and Howes, they produce anywhere between 100 to 200 barrels the acre. two of the older hybrids that came out about 20 years ago, Stevens Ben Lears, they produce between 200 and 400 barrels an acre.
But the latest hybrids from Rutgers University can produce up to 600 barrels per acre. Acquiring more farmland can be cost prohibitive in Massachusetts, so farmers focus on upgrading the acres they already have.
Because the property is expensive, what we do, and most other growers, is we go in, we'll take out some of those older varieties, we'll level the bogs off, put in new upgraded irrigation, stuff like that, and then we'll put in the hybrids.
High population density might squeeze farmland out of similar areas, but Glenn says the market for this crop remains strong.
It's still worth growing cranberries. It's a great market right now still. Ocean Spray's done a great job at marketing and keeping the price up and things like that. So the cranberry industry is still thriving, so we're doing well.
You can visit the AD Makepeace Farms year-round, and they hold many special events during the fall harvest season. Traveling the countryside in Wareham, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.
Raise a specialty product, a local chef probably wants it. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Learn how your products might fit a particular menu and connect with a chef as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Looking for a herbicide as versatile and reliable as your favorite pocket knife? Anthem Flex Herbicide offers the versatility you need to keep your crops clean. Protect your wheat this season with unmatched flexibility and extended residual control of broadleaf weeds and tough grasses, including Italian ryegrass. Minimize resistance and help maximize yields with Anthem Flex Herbicide. Visit your FMC retailer or ag.fmc.com to learn more. Always read and follow all label directions.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
That raise specialty produce and livestock can benefit from positioning their products well. One good way to do this is to approach chefs within your community. Chef David Guas is the owner of Bayou Bakery Coffee Bar and Eatery in Arlington, Virginia. Much of what he sources for his restaurant comes from farms in Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. He recommends growers study a restaurant's approach, understand what chefs need for their menus, and be respectful.
To come in unannounced and then expect time with the chef is sort of a no-no. So maybe bring product in. That's always a winner. You know, chefs get real excited about maybe a little bit of a smorgasbord of some root vegetables or what have you and say, you know, here's my business card. Here, this is on the house. Play around with it. Tell me what you think. I'm at the market every Saturday. I'd love your business. End of story.
Chefs want to foster relationships with growers. Guas is a frequent visitor to his source farms and says chefs also do their homework by studying farm websites, checking seasonal rotation, and learning about farm practices.
I go to different stands, different farms, and then I learn more about the individual. Is this a co-op? Is this private family owned? Is it part of an intern program with a local college? You know, what are they a part of? What do they believe in? I can buy mustard greens and collards from anybody, but if I get along with the individual, there's chemistry there, and they're doing everything that I believe in. I generally don't keep company with people that aren't producing quality product.
Once you establish relationships with chefs, there might be greater opportunities in store. For example, Guas wanted the hot sauces at his eatery to be more distinctive, so he asked a local farmer to grow specific types of peppers for him. Find more tips for approaching chefs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Let all rejoice with one great voice and sing "For Christ is Born." Please join the Marshall County Community Choir for their Christmas cantata, "The Promise of a King," Sunday, December 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church Fellowship Hall at 1500 North Street. Performances also include a piano duet and the Marysville Evangelical United Church of Christ bell ringers. Please enter on the north side of the building. Have a merry musical Christmas.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
KNDY.
The safety guidelines for agricultural youth workers have been updated. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm: Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin, has just released a new set of safety guidelines for agricultural youth workers. Marcia Salzwedel is an ag youth safety specialist there.
It gives the farm owners and the employers and the supervisors links to the federal laws and regulations. It also has links to where they can find the regulations that are specific for their states as well. And so if they don't want to be in violation of the child labor, you know, they don't want to be one of those stories that you're seeing in the news, this is a really handy tool for them to be able to have.
Salzwedel says the guidelines impact a lot of people.
Our latest statistics tell us that there's about 250,000 youth that are actually hired to work on farms. And a lot of the guidance on here on training and on supervision would be just as important to the child of a farm worker or a farm owner or something like that.
Salzwedel says some 600,000 kids work on their parents' farms in the U.S., and the guidelines apply to them as well. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. And tune in tomorrow to find out why more youth are being hired to work on farms. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, dairy industry continues to expand across here in the state of Kansas, with milk production plants being built in Dodge City and other parts of the state of Kansas as well. But the dairy industry continues to grow, with stakes being high when it comes to dairy cattle breeding decisions. And from rising input costs to the lucrative market for beef on dairy calves, females require careful consideration about their future in the herd. As Dan Weigel of Zoetis reminds producers of how genomic data can make an impact for dairies for all different types and sizes.
Genomics are absolutely scale-free. Just raising heifers, the cost is high for everybody right now. If you're having to raise extra heifers, that means you're selling fewer of these beef calves. You want to maximize your profitability per cow.
He goes on to say when getting either the Clarified or Clarified Plus genomic tests from Zoetis, Weigel recommends focusing on the pre-breeding heifers and says looking back at performance records to analyze conception and pregnancy rates for both the current and previous generations. He says the question is, how many heifers do we want to make each year?
Heifers are actually selling for very good money right now. So rather than continue to put the expensive feed into them, we can and cash those heifers in. And we really want to push people to use the information. You know, are you going to use sex semen? Are you going to make some beef cross calves? Because that really maximizes information. If we can work with you on those things.
He says the data does reveal important insights into whether the female might be best to fit within the herd, but it's not just about the immediate results.
I really challenge producers to not think about where they're at today. But what if they focused their efforts on their best animals? Would they perform better? And could this all be feasible, this using more sex semen on their better animals? And again, most cases we find the answer is yes. This Holstein cow and heifer are much, much more fertile than they used to be, and we can get this done.
They say with the Mid-America region being big on both cattle and on dairy now, it's an important issue to take hold of. You can find more information at dairywellness.com.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 7th through 9th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. OSU Extension Seminar scheduled for Thursday and Friday, and $1,000 in show bucks given away daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for full details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stepline Communications is an equal opportunity.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Long-term productivity of a cattle herd depends on high conception rates. Focus on cow body condition and her nutritional program on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Looking for a herbicide as versatile and reliable as your favorite pocket knife? Anthem Flex Herbicide offers the versatility you need to keep your crops clean. Protect your wheat this season with unmatched flexibility and extended residual control of broadleaf weeds and tough grasses, including Italian ryegrass. Minimize resistance and help maximize yields with Anthem Flex Herbicide. Visit your FMC retailer or ag.fmc.com to learn more. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Calf operation is for the cow to conceive and produce a calf every year. There are many factors that affect pregnancy rate. Good nutrition and healthy body condition are two of them. David Lawman is an extension beef cattle specialist and animal science professor at Oklahoma State University. He says to pay attention to her body condition score the day she calves. Cows should calve with a score of 5 and first calf heifers a score of 6.
Because that gives her the best opportunity to start her ester cycle again. It needs to be within about 80 days or so if she's going to maintain a 365-day calving interval. Thin cows, on average, the postpartum interval will be extended or long. And so not as many cows will cycle prior to the beginning of the breeding season, and not as many cows will cycle early during the breeding season.
He says new research over the past few years would recommend not making dramatic changes to their nutritional program at the time of breeding and for about 45 days after.
So here's an example. People develop their heifers in a dry lot through the winter and maybe just keep them in there because it's convenient to synchronize and breed those heifers in the dry lot. And then as soon as they're bred in the springtime, kick them out on green pasture. That's a pretty radical change in their diet, and it's been shown to reduce conception rate. Modest change or gradual change in their diet turns out to be very important.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about factors and cattle conception rates at agriculture.com.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Monday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. Started off kind of mixed on the board for the grains, a little bit higher in the livestock. Now we're seeing things mixed, but mostly lower in the grains and lower in the livestock across the board. We'll see how we close here on a Monday in just a little bit. In the corn market, though, they've been pretty steady last hour. December corn's down 7.5 at 455 and three quarters. We have the March corn down 7.25 at 475 and a quarter. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's down 11 and three quarters at 590 and a quarter, with the March KC wheat down by 14 cents at 597 and a half. Mixed in the oats market today is December oats are in the green, 2 pennies at 375 even. March is down by 2.5 at 387 and a quarter. And the bean market slightly higher here now. They came back up, rallying again. January beans up 2.25 at 1333 even. The March is up 2.25 at 1351. In the meal market, December's up 330 at 460 and 70 cents. January's up 320 at 437 and 30 cents. And the bean oil, December's up 67 cents to 5220. January's up $1.07 at 51.36. Canola market slightly higher here. January's up 660 at 701.90, with the March canola up 570 at 705.10. And the cotton market is mixed on the day, with December up 3 pennies at 80.42. March cotton down $1.93 at 79.06. U.S. dollar index today for a Monday is slightly lower here. December index down 6 pennies at 103.24. March index is down 6 pennies at 102.86. We have the euro right now sitting at 109, Japanese yen at 67 cents, and the British pound at 126. The 30-year bonds for December up a point at 115.27, and the 10-year notes right now slightly higher at 108 at 29. Stock market still kind of mixed, with the Dow Jones at down 61 points, the S&P down 2, the NASDAQ in the green by 29.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's the extravagant Black Friday sale. Now through November 30th, we only have zeros for you. Zero down, zero payments until January 2024, 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on all new SUVs.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Let's keep the zeros going and take a bunch off the price. We're taking up to $15,000 off MSRP on brand new F-150s. Plus, you'll get a $500 gift card with the purchase of all new or used vehicles during our extravagant weekend.
Absolutely unbeatable.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money. Finance offers are with approved credit. Not all will qualify. Interest accrues from date of sale. $16.67 per month per 1,000 finance. Excludes negative equity. Up to $60,000 MSRP in stock. Excludes Bronco. Offers cannot be...
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Alternative feedstuffs might be something that cattle producers want to consider using in their rations. K-State beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner discusses what people need to think about before deciding to feed it to their livestock. He explains why knowing what inputs were used within the feedstuff is vital.
One particular issue that often comes up is that many of the products or specialty crop type products that might be available, so if you think about dry beans or just any of those type of residues that are out there, I mean, oftentimes there's a lot of chemicals or herbicides that would be used in those products that, oftentimes there's really no consideration for grazing or haying considered on those labels. And so we really need to know, when were those products applied? What were those products? What are those label restrictions? That was one of the big discussion points with soybean hay this year is, what products were applied. So that's a really good example of kind of knowing what's out there in terms of that. Even vegetable products, we obviously know there's a lot of those products that are used. And they really just don't give much consideration that, this could ultimately end up in a livestock stream. So they just don't tend to have that label approval.
How things are packaged can create issues for producers.
In some cases, the packaging itself, you think about, we really don't give much thought to packaging material, but if you think about the large rubber bands that are around produce, right? If those are still in place, what's the implications of that? Some packaging can certainly be processed. Some of that packaging would need to be removed prior to feeding. Obviously some of that we can process, but it may pass through the animal and then it creates a problem in the manure.
He discusses what alternative feedstuffs should be tested for before including them in feed for cattle.
But one of the things that we really need to be able to assess, this product more accurately in terms of both the cost perspective and how we might use it into the ration, as well as compare it back to traditional feedstuffs, is to have a chemical analysis that's going to include all of those typical things like dry matter, crude protein, some estimate of the energy, the starch in that product as well. But then we need to take it a step further. As we think about these processes, many of these are the product of a production process. And so anytime we do that, they really become non-natural product. And so what happens is we get some disproportionate concentrations of certain elements or nutrients that are out there. And so I really advise producers, especially in this alternative feedstuff category, to do a more thorough and complete analysis of some of these products that are out there that includes both the macro as well as the micro minerals.
That was K-State beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner on why getting an analysis done is important so that rations can be properly balanced for the cattle. I'm Shelby Wagner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Be long before we'll all be there with snow. Snow, I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow. Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow. A great big man entirely made of snow. Where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I wanna be. Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski. Snow, those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow. And covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow? No white Christmas with no snow. Snow.
this Christmas with no snow. No white Christmas with no snow. I'll soon be there with snow and wash my hair with snow and with a spade of snow I'll build a man entirely made of snow. And when the day is ended, then I recommend a little shut eye, go to sleep and dream.
Just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.